The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The crowd in today's gospel is so great that Christ is afraid that they might crush him. So he sends his disciples away to grab a boat and make him ready. And the people who are pushing towards him are the sick and the suffering. So it's interesting. This is almost, it feels at times maybe this is at odds with our conception of Christ. Because we always hear about, oh, you know, he came to heal the sick and the suffering and all this stuff, but that really wasn't his mission. His mission here on earth was not to heal everybody of every infirmity, every disease, every sickness and illness, but rather for their redemption. His mission was their salvation. So while, yes, he still does as much as he can to physically heal them, his mission is spiritual. And so today's gospel is a reminder that Christ really is here today to heal us spiritually. And a lot of people come to me and ask, "Father, you know, why do good people suffer? Why do some good people suffer? Why is there illness? If God is good, why do people suffer? Especially the good." But that's probably a bad question to ask. Because the better question would be, if God is all good, why do some people not suffer? Because suffering is an intrinsic part of the human condition. Like, we can't escape it. We've been suffering since the day God created everyone. From the very beginning, there was suffering. And so if suffering is just kind of part of the human condition, one of the things that we have to learn as Christians, and it's an older concept, it's called redemptive suffering. And it's a way of entering into the suffering to give it actual value and meaning. Because with redemptive suffering, we take whatever it is that's actual suffering. And it could be as simple as, you know, we stubbed our toe to as great as we lost a loved one. But whatever our suffering, if we can take that suffering and unite it to Christ on the cross, if we can join with him on that cross as he suffers, there's value in that. Because then we suffer well, and then we offer that suffering for any other particular intention. And so now, instead of having this meaningless suffering which the whole world experiences, our suffering now has value. There's a goodness to being able to suffer well. It's not fun, I'll tell you that. But it does get easier to suffer and experience that pain when Christ is there with us, when he shoulders that burden with us. But that only happens if we go to him, if we join our pain and suffering to Christ on the cross. My brothers and sisters, when we recognize who the Christ is, who Jesus is, just as the way the people in the gospel did today, and those unclean spirits, then the rest of his message comes into focus, that we really are sinners in need of a Savior, of Jesus Christ, and that Christ is the one who has come into the world and who is going to be able to take us to the Father. So today, of all days, please let this gospel be a reminder to us to suffer well and to offer it to Christ on the cross.